Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, folks, welcome to The Hang. Today we're hanging with one of my favorite bands, whose members happen to be three of my favorite people, The Dives. The Dives are Mike, Jimmy, and Sergio. Some of my supporters will know this band through my social media and how I've championed them in the past. They are also responsible for the music you hear in the beginning of this podcast. Then there will be some of you who know Sergio through our friendship over the years and him being part of my Broadgrass band. The Dives also lent their voices and musicianship to my album From Now On. In this hang, we look at how the band have had to adapt to our restricted times and figure out ways to still grow, create, and plan as a band. We look ahead at what 2021 will have in store for them and how they will navigate these times with new material and content. They are ever evolving and moving with the times and trends, but at the core, they are true to who they are as musicians and artists. You will definitely get a sense of what it is that I love about this band and who these guys are. Not only do they have great music, live shows, and online content, they are always, always good for spreading joy and love. I am never not laughing when I'm around these three.
Welcome to The Hang, most of The Dives. We got Mike and Jimmy. We're just missing Sergio.
This is typical.
What else is new?
It's typical.
What's it like when in between songs, he's tuning? Do you guys have roadies, or is it down to Sergio to tune? And are you waiting for him?
Well, he usually shows up like 5 minutes before the gig and then has to set up all of his stuff. So I don't know if he actually gets the tune before the first song.
Yeah, no, we have to hope that it's already in tune.
Yeah, yeah.
Every now and then I'll do like an intro to a song, and it's always the ones where you feel like you're in the pocket of the intro. Because yeah. Sometimes, you know, when you're touring, you're trying to keep it fresh, but you don't want to bore people either. And I'm like, oh, this is a good intro. And this is Bring Him Home. Bang, 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 bang. He's still tuning.
That's funny.
He's like at the other side of the stage just going, wait, 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 wait. Okay.
God bless him, man.
You're like, I introduced the song 10 seconds ago.
Yeah. How have you guys been?
And as you probably know, 10 seconds on stage of silence feels like a much longer
forever.
Than 10 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
We've been
good. Why, at least with ours, we can get away with a bit of like self-deprecation. So just stare at them and just wait.
That's all. That's what our entire show is. It's just an hour of self-deprecation.
Yep. Where are you locked up now? Whereabouts are you?
We're both in Jersey.
Jersey.
Yeah.
What's it like now? Is there a lockdown? Are you guys free to go out?
I go to work every week. I literally go to work. I don't work from home. So there's no lockdown at the moment. At least not, I don't know if there's going to be another one, but, for me, at least personally, the only thing that has really changed is that is just wearing a mask wherever I go. I was in lockdown for about 4 months. I was laid off and went back in, I think, late July. And ever since then, it's been fairly consistently new normal.
I've been home for 8 months, 9 months. How long has it been? Just doing studio work remotely. But now it's crazy, the technology. Like, I can record. The other day, I was recording Serge's bass that he was playing in North Carolina directly into my Pro Tools in New Jersey. I mean, there's a little bit of a delay. It's like less than a second. But you just got to be smart with, you know, if you do your two clicks, you line it up, it takes 2 seconds. But, you know, I was hearing what he was hearing in real time. So I could say, that part wasn't great, redo that. Or that was really cool. Let's get that tighter, whatever. And it's pretty sick.
What are you using for that?
It's this thing called, it's through Audio Movers. It's called Listen To. And, I'll send you the link. It's pretty sick. It just makes things a lot easier. Cause it's difficult. Like we haven't gotten together Mike and I got together for a little while when quarantine started, but everything we do is remotely now. So whatever makes it easier, we're just trying stuff out, you know?
I think the last time I physically saw you, Jimmy, was probably July.
And I didn't have this ridiculous beard and this ridiculous hair, right?
No, you did not.
There's nothing ridiculous about that, brother. You're looking great.
Thank you. Hey, Sergio showed up.
Who's here?
Hey, he's all tuned up.
No, he's here. He's not tuned yet.
Yeah, he's not tuned.
No.
There you go.
There he is.
Hey.
How we doing?
So I don't get it, Serge. You're recording music, but to do this podcast, you're like, I don't think I've got the mics and all that.
I'm not home. The thing is, I didn't realize that we were going to need.
Wait, where are you?
Oak Island, North Carolina.
Ooh,
it's near the beach.
You're not at your brother's right now?
No.
Where are you, Sergio?
Oh. The.
Who are you out there with?
Some people. And a really cute-ass dog.
Yeah, he's with a really cute dog right now.
There's really nowhere to go. I mean, we're right by a beach. There's a nice little creek right uphill. And so right uphill. Yeah, look at it. Look at this. Look at this. Oh, so
you see Serge look is at a that real dog. Country boy now.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at that dog.
So what's cute. The dog's name?
Sam. Sam, big old golden retriever, 5 years old. He's a big old baby.
So Jimmy and Mike were telling me about how you guys have pretty much not seen each other since, when was the last time you saw them, Serge? July?
August? Was it August?
Yeah, you came home for a little bit in August. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it was sad because I had to move out of my apartment. It's the only time I've ever signed a 2-year lease since my very long time living in New York. Never done it before. And then starting year two of lease, the pandemic hit. So I'm like, oh no. No, wait, it was in the middle of the first year. So that by the time I moved out, the second year was beginning. But luckily we found some people to take over the lease. And man, it was so stressful, but also very sad.
I bet. And you guys were getting things going and you had a lot of momentum behind you. And they were telling me how you guys have been recording remotely and getting stuff done, which I want to know more about. I want to know more about what the Dives have planned for 2021 while you can't get together. Because I'm sure you got maybe two plans. Like if we can start gigging, is there a plan B for that? But I'm sure plan A right now is as is.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tricky. Who wants to start first?
Mikey, you take it.
Darn tootin'.
What was the question?
Why don't we start? Because I'm trying to be conscious about not every one of these things that I've started podcasting again, but mm-hmm. I don't want to run the risk of like, so how's the pandemic been for you?
Yeah.
I'm so sick of talking and hearing about the pandemic. Man. So why don't you
tell me something?
Yeah, it's so draining and it's hard on the heart, man. At this point, with also what's left in the tank for me, I'm trying to shut down from social media and paying attention to that stuff and just What can I do to make today work? Right. So, Mikey, since July, what have the dives been up to?
Well, luckily, thanks to Zoom and FaceTime and all kinds of video chatting software, we've been able to get together virtually pretty much every week to either write songs or just talk about plans, what we want to do, what we want to accomplish, what are we supposed to do with social media. You know, now that we've got a new release finally out, we've been chatting for the past few weeks mostly on just what do we do for this release? How do we plan it correctly? How do we do it so that way it's, you know, effective and just doesn't go out into a void? Because, you know, with there's probably thousands upon thousands of songs that get released every day. So how do we make it stand out amongst that vast release of songs?
And how does one do that?
Well,
figuring it out.
Jimmy?
Basically,
tricky.
It's crazy. I mean, with everything like on the internet, you look up how to do something and there's 15 different ways to do it. And then there's 15 wrong ways that other videos say are right. And you really don't know. So for us, kind of this whole taking a step back and not being able to gig, because when you're gigging, you're playing the same songs over and over. You kind of just get into a groove. And I feel like this kind of made us think, like, how do we, like you said, how are we going to grow? How is this going to work? And I think that we're just experimenting now. And I think what people forget with social media so often is that we post stuff for us and what we think people will like about us. But this has kind of turned it into how do we cultivate like a community and how do we make other people's lives like better with what we're releasing. So let's just not post pictures of our face or whatever. Like, let's try to give people something that will make them make their day better. Like you said, like just make the day work. Everything's crappy right now. So how can we make it better? And I think that's kind of what we touch base every day. And we're like, what are we going to do today? And we always try to make it be something that's going to make a positive impact on other people, which hopefully will translate, you know?
Well, I think it does. And I think that's what's really special about the Dives, besides being great musicians and great songs. There is a feel-good factor about it. You guys, I think, take what you do seriously, but not yourselves. And that comes across in your videos and your music and your stage performance. And that's what I love. Like,
I love that. Stop. Come on, stop it.
But it's true.
Tell me more.
Listen, I've been blessed to have you guys in the studio for my album, how much you guys enhanced it, not only musically, but also spiritually. And just it's a good time. And when you're having a good time, I think you do your best work. And that's infectious. People want to see artists enjoying themselves.
I think I can speak for all of us when I say that recording in the studio with you was one of the most fun and enjoyable experiences that we've had.
Yeah. So much fun, man.
It was.
We got to do it more often. We will.
Of course we will.
So when it comes to songwriting, what was that process like? Because as a budding songwriter myself who can't seem to write a lick these days, do you guys get together specifically with a blank page and start and then come back to it? Or you guys text some ideas, have a think of this, see what you can come up with?
I think it's different from song to song. Sometimes one of us will, you know, we don't see each other. So, and we have our one, sometimes two calls a week, and someone will go away and come up with an idea and maybe record it really quick on a voice note and send it in a text and be like, I got this. What do you think? And it's like, oh, okay, that's good. Or no, that's awful. Yeah. Like, we're not doing that.
Don't ever show anybody that ever again.
Never.
Or sometimes what might happen is one of us will go, hey, I got an idea. I'll show you when we do our Zoom chat.
Yeah.
So then the Zoom chat will come around and we're trying to fit into the frame with our guitar and be like, and sing it. And, you know, and then we'll go, okay, that works. That doesn't. And sometimes Jimmy will do a screen share so we can see the lyrics and, you know, try to put it together like a puzzle, because, you know, it's one thing to work in a room. We've done that before. It's another thing to work completely separate and then have to bring it together virtually and try to put the pieces together. So it's a little different for each song, but that's during this whole mess. That's how we've been trying to do it from week to week.
Well, long story short, thank goodness for a good Wi-Fi connection. Seriously.
I bet. But that must have, at least having that structure, kept you guys focused on something, even just for yourselves spiritually and mentally, for your mental health to get through this, let alone to keep the band growing. So you guys, how much have you written over the last 6-7 months?
I think we just like looked at, we were just making a list of stuff, and I think we have like 9 to 11 songs that are kind of finished. And you know, when you're writing, it's kind of nice when you're separate, because you send an idea and then it's like, no, you prioritize things differently. So it's like, no, we're not going to waste time on this thing that we're not really totally into right now, because we don't have that much time to spend in the first place, you know? So we kind of like edited ourselves before finishing and spending all that time on a song, where normally we might have just written the song to finish it and be like, it's not great, but we'll try it live.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
That's a big thing with us, too, is that when we write songs, playing them live is like a big part of the revision process. Like, you see in real time how people react. And now that we don't have that, it's kind of like all on us, which is weird. I never thought about that until just now.
Well, did you not ever think of testing the waters? You know how we did that From Now On video where we all recorded it remotely?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Have you done any of that for your fans?
We haven't.
By just putting it out there saying, this week in lockdown, here's a song. Just messing around.
We did this thing at the beginning of quarantine with an app called Acapella.
Oh yeah.
Where we would kind of come up with, well, you used it with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. What did we do?
When we,
down what, to the river.
That was
Down to the river.
Hey, whatever happened to that app? I thought that was going to take off, but I think after 3 weeks, you'd be like, fuck it.
I think people were sick of it.
Sirius's app fatigue. I mean, I think they were like, yeah, we're going to do this. And it's like, I don't want to see that.
Well, I just found we didn't need the app. We could have just video it and then we put it in our whatever movie software we use. It was easier to do it that way.
Cool thing. Everyone has a, you know, if you have a decent iPhone, like the cameras are so good as it is. And the good thing is we all know how to record remotely. So, you know, you go in, you can get a really good sound. And I think that was sort of probably the app fatigue with Acapella, is people were just recording straight through the microphone on the iPhone. It can sound a little grainy, a little tinny, like kind of an odd compression sort of thing. So it's like, well, I remember for a while, like I was looking up microphones, audio interfaces, stuff was sold out for a while at the beginning of the pandemic. Like all of like the, you know, the main merchants of do sales of like that kind of equipment, it was really hard to find. It's like, okay, we'll have a new stock in like a month. Because I think what happened was two things, as people started to realize, oh, maybe I can learn how to, you know, I guess that was the good thing about the beginning of the pandemic, is people were buying instruments, recording equipment and whatnot. So sales just like went up. But I'm sure, I think the other thing was that everybody started a podcast. So like all podcasting.
Idiots.
Mike started one. That's right.
Yes, he did.
What's it called?
What is it about?
Well,
diving in.
That's hilarious. No. We're so funny. No, I started a podcast with my best friend. It's about horror movies. It's called Dismembered.
Oh, great. That's a great idea.
Where we take apart horror. And
diving in doesn't sound so bad now.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
I didn't even put the the two and two together like that until you said, where we take horror movies to part.
Just remember.
Come on, Serge. This is your thing.
Too. I know, and it's my thing too.
That's great, man. So how many episodes have you done?
I think 8 or 9.
You do it every week, right?
Yeah. We skipped the first 2 weeks of the year, and we're going to reconvene this week and start up again. I think we have like 8 or 9 episodes out on Spotify and whatever streaming service you listen to your podcasts on.
And what do you plug? No, please plug away. Are you nominating a film every week?
We were for a while, but we also want to do like topic episodes where we don't just do like movie reviews. We want to talk about things like, you know, why we love villains, for example, or, you know, just topical issues rather than just, hey, what about this movie? Hey, what about that movie?
Right.
And I like, kind of like The Hang here, it's a discussion. You know, I listen to some podcasts that are like one person just kind of talking for a half an hour or so. And, you know, if you have a good voice and personality, then it works. But I like the discussion between two people. I think that's really engaging, especially for people who are into what you're talking about. You know, it's cool to have two people, sometimes different perspectives, talking about a topic. So that's kind of what we try to bring to our podcast.
But I like your idea. It's got a theme to it, which is good. Mine's sometimes like a Seinfeld episode. There's no plan. There's no real through line.
It's a podcast about nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. I can prepare for that.
Yeah.
See, this is it. This is the podcast.
Sometimes that's when you get the best content, when you don't know what the hell's going to happen.
So you started recording, you were writing.
Yeah.
Now, looking forward at 2021. I never say that right. No, 20.
No, you're right.
Yeah,
both are right.
Yeah. Come on.
I think people gave up saying 2000 after 2009.
Yes, just 20.
True.
Then they started saying 2010.
Truncating.
Are you just trying to throw some virtual shadows on me right now? Was that like a dig?
I would never try to throw anything at you, Ramin.
Never. He's an old man. We started playing out in 2009.
I'm just throwing some generic knowledge at
anymore.
You.
No one does that anymore, Ramin.
That's so 2008. You're so 2008.
Oh, I see.
Rhyme. Virtual burn.
Rhyme. Selfie over there in Jersey.
A last from the past.
So, Jimmy, looking forward to 2021. You've got 9 songs in the can that you're all three happy with.
I mean, we're still revising and editing, and I think right now our plan is we just released a song Friday that we've been called Ready Player One. It's on Spotify and YouTube and Apple Music and iTunes. Apple Music and iTunes are actually different, right? Technically.
Yes,
he knows all these things.
True, true.
Where's the off button on this thing? How do I turn this off?
You wait till I do these edits, Mike. Okay.
Yeah.
End transmission.
Oh, I can't wait.
Wait to see the filter I put on you.
And now for something completely different.
Do it.
But yeah, so the plan is to just, we have some stuff that we were working on releasing before quarantine hit and everything, and we kind of just waited till things dissipated, and they don't seem to be dissipating. So we just chose, you know, music has helped us get through this, so we're hoping it can help other people get through it. So we have a couple tunes that are kind of ready to release. We're working on some video ideas, and there's so much that you can do virtually, but some stuff like doing a music video or, you know, I could record Sergio in North Carolina here or Mike in Sayreville here, but it's just nicer and feels better when everyone's together. So right now we're just trying to organize and prioritize what songs are, you know, in that stage where we can finish them up and then have Serge come up here and just get to work and record some music videos and some songs and stuff. So you'll be seeing a lot more in 2021. We're going to try to post some new music and 6 weeks or so, and just keep it rolling.
So you're going to roll out these songs as and when, as you see fit, as you feel confident in the product, and then you're hoping to do some videos. But for that, you're going to try and get in the same location?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. We're going to have to. Like, I mean, you know, we don't have the I guess the editing tools are like the kind of gear to kind of do it. Or so like we're all not, you know, Mike is more of the film buff, the film guy.
Yeah,
like,
Mike, you went to school for it.
He went to school for it.
And we all really love, sorry, go ahead, Mike.
Pro.
All I said was I'm a pro. Oh, yeah.
We
thank you.
We really dig.
You can keep going.
We really
I'm
dig
just a pro.
Videos and like, I think the fun part about being an artist and not just, you know, like a cover act or something, because I've been in tons of cover bands and stuff. The fun thing about being an artist is like you control what you put out. So we put a lot of thought into our videos, and Mike comes up with some really great ideas. And I think we could possibly make videos work apart, but I think for what we have in store for the next video or two, which are really cool concepts, being together is definitely going to make them come out the best. So
yeah. I think we also just work better together anyway. Like seen a lot of people do the virtual, you know, we'll film a video apart and it can be kind of cool. But we have such a good dynamic when the three of us are actually together. You know, we always bounce ideas off each other and we turn into total goons when we're in the same room together. So, I mean, there's a kind of magic
you
there.
You call it a goon.
But here's the thing, too. We're a year into this pandemic for 10 months. So, yeah. You know, to pick yourself up might be harder now than maybe 6 months ago. Maybe you could have done that remote video.
Right.
But when people do those remote videos, you know, you see a lot of people like, oh, we just did this off our iPhone. Is it just the iPhone or is there accessories with the iPhone to make? Because you look at it and like, my iPhone doesn't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's true.
You know, I think you picked up on something.
Yeah. It's
not
like
everybody
tells
the truth.
Yeah.
I saw a TikTok video today that was probably one of the most incredibly edited videos I've ever seen. It was just like, a head spin, quite literally. It was this girl, I can't remember her name off the top of my head or what her channel is, but it was like these like head flips and then she'd put on a sweater, but then the sweater would be behind her bed and then it'd be on. It was just like this, I mean, it was one of the most wild things I've ever seen. Actually, it's funny because I saw it circulating on Twitter first.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't actually edit their videos on the TikTok app. I think they will film them on their phone, import the footage and audio or whatever into like some other editing app on the phone, do it there, and then just upload it to TikTok.
Definitely. We have to get better with it. I think that's what this whole quarantine, the rest of it's going to be, is like, you know, getting up on the trends and figuring out how to use all these apps. Because TikTok, some of the videos I see are so cool. I'm sure that they do edit it off, you know, on a different program and import it in. But, you know, I think part of being an artist in 2021, is
doing this again.
doing this again.
Yeah. Is being you gotta adapt and you do have to kind of be well rounded in your presence on social media, and it's not just all about your music and stuff, which some people don't like, but I think it's a challenge and it's cool and it's fun.
It's and I think a lot of those folks, so they probably have a team around them. So it's when you're doing it all yourself. That's tough because there's only so many hours and you guys are still trying to do the, put his album together or a plan of some sort to then
that's
now
the hard,
juggle
that's
all the hard. Social media platforms.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, you know, it's part of the hustle and the juggle is part of the hustle rather. It's like, you know, there's TikTok, there's Instagram and there's, you know, Facebook, each one, you know, and there's a ton of different platforms out there, each one having their own sort of way of engagement or, you know, the way you sort of present the same information, you know, it's really tough, you know, whether it be a story or a reel, which they're just competing neck and neck right now. Cause like, if you look at both platforms and the way they do it, it's like, oh, they're basically Instagram just, you know, it's a mirror image of TikTok.
Oh, that was going to be a good thought too.
You can cut out. I think that should be the thumbnail of this.
Podcast. To drop some
and he's the one who's like, thank God for great internet.
I guess Oak Island doesn't have strong service, huh?
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy.
Chumba.
The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So until he comes back, what do you guys think? What do you prefer between reel and story? I've never done a reel yet. Have you done a reel?
We have.
On Instagram?
We haven't. Well, not in the way that people right. usually use. Well, reels is in competition with TikTok, right. not with stories.
Right. And I guess the yeah, difference between reel and story is reel sticks around. Story
reels, yeah, exactly. Stories go away and reels stay in your profile.
Right. What do you find people engage more with? Stories, posts, or reel?
I think right now reels, because they're pushing, like the algorithm's pushing that because they want to beat out against TikTok. So, you know, some of the things that we've posted, we've put on reels just so that it garnishes more viewership. Is that a word? Viewership?
Yeah.
I think so. I don't know, Mike.
I think it is.
Yeah. I think so.
I like that you.
Let me get some wisdom on you. Yes, viewership is a word.
How long is
country of origin?
How long can a reel be?
30 seconds?
Oh, is it that short?
Or is it a minute?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Start reeling.
See, this is the part that we have to do more research on.
Yeah.
And sort of figure out how to capitalize on. Yeah. Using these tools.
If any cool kids are listening to us try and break down Instagram and TikTok right now.
Tag us in
anybody under the age of 18 can tell us how these things work.
Yeah.
And they're so quick at it, man.
Yeah, I know.
They grew up with this stuff. I didn't.
No, that's right. And anytime I try and get clever with an Instagram post, I think this is the optics are appealing.
Yeah.
3 hours later, I'm like, what? Wait, I'm still here.
Serge is texting us now saying it froze. Oh.
Yeah, we're aware of that, Serge.
I just texted him.
Yeah, he's the one that froze.
He's telling us we froze.
Yeah.
You're the one.
That's froze. Rich.
What did I miss?
So thanks for the hang dives. It's been a real pleasure. Oh, Sergio, you're back.
Drown myself in jarritos.
Who takes care of the dive's social media?
I think we all take turns, but Serge is really good at it.
Yeah, Serge is the dude, but over the past few days with this release and just getting everything up, it's been like a big team effort, but it's good. I think we delegate tasks well. We're lucky that all three of us have, like, I went to school for recording, Mike went to school for film, and Serge went to school to be a great guitarist, but also he's very good at social media. So, you know, we kind of delegate the tasks and it works. We're lucky in that sense that everybody like has a role and it doesn't overlap really, but it can because we can all do what everybody does. So it's cool. It's good.
One by one. Jimmy.
Yeah.
Anything new you've discovered over the last sort of 8 months?
Personally, you mean?
Whatever you want to share.
I think, yes, I have. I think...
Besides that gorgeous beard and hair. It's really well-groomed. Like, it looks like it feels good. It probably smells amazing.
I appreciate it. I need to trim it a little bit, but I take care of it. It's like a pet, you know? you gotta trim it sometimes.
Because I'm growing my hair out, and most of it I can tie back, except for these pesky sides. How long?
I got the half
sides. Where's that sides? Where are they going right now? Have you glued them back? Have you...
Yeah, they just fall back.
Sides here. That's
here. You mean
this? What? Do you not see me?
Oh, you're a little green. You're a little green.
This here. The side of your.
Gotcha. You just gotta let it grow. Like I kept it flat. I wore a beanie for a really long time until it was long enough to pull back.
The most interesting podcast question ever.
Talk about
where is that hair going right now? Is it tied up or is it behind, tucked behind your ear?
It's half. Half of it's up, half of it's tucked behind.
Any product?
None.
Sea salt spray.
Sea salt spray.
So, Jamie, what have you discovered over the last 9 months?
I find that...
I don't know, it's funny.
I'm really hard on myself when I don't like accomplish things that I say that I'm going to, but I've learned in the last 9 months to like just go with the flow. And I think also forcing yourself to be productive and like efficient when you're not feeling productive or efficient is like way worse than just taking the day and like going for a hike and clearing your mind, because halfway through that hike, you'll be like, or whatever you're doing, you'll be like, man, I really want to go back and work on this, as opposed to sitting in a room for 8 hours being like, why do I suck? So I think that's what I learned. Like, really, just give yourself the time that you need and like listen to your body and your brain and take care of them both. And doing both of those things, hopefully you'll be as productive as you can be without like fatiguing yourself out.
Yeah, that's great. And I think a lot of us have learned how important self-care is, because when we're so distracted with regular life pre-COVID, you right. take so much for granted. And you just think by hustling and moving so much that, yeah, I'm good, until you stop. But we've all had to stop. And it's like, you know what? It's okay. And obviously, these are extreme circumstances. But some days, if getting out of bed was enough, and that's all you want to do, that's fine too, you know? And you'll get at it. It took me a few months to really start doing something, you know? For me, it was a whole different thing. You know, I was just worried about the kids first and foremost. But inside of me, I was like, I didn't feel creative. And I thought, you know what? That's okay. We'll figure it out.
Yep.
So that's great. Sergio.
Yeah.
Do I need to repeat the question?
Just hollow up here. Similar thing. Like, it took a minute, because it's like that sort of screeching halt at the beginning of this thing, and everything felt like it was just a steep downward spiral. You know, but luckily, like everybody else, and like just saying, I was going to say, like, you know, the good thing is like we weren't alone in this feeling, so we can all sort of relate to that. But I mean, it's been nice, you know, kind of reconnecting with my brother again. You know, like, we would see each other a few times a year, maybe. So this is the first time we've hung out this much since, you know, we've been kids. Like, you know, I remember, I think I was like 13 when he left for the Air Force, because he's there. We have almost a 7-year difference in age. So I remember that. So since then, we'd, you know, seen each other once in a while. And then, you know, when he became a pilot and he was, you know, in and out of Newark. So we'd see him then, you know, to say hello and hang out for a little bit. But now it's like, you know, we're getting to hang out, you know, quite a bit. So that honestly, had that not happened, it's sort of a weird blessing in that way, I have to say, with what happened, you know, in the past year, in these past, like, you know, 8 to 10 months, you know, a ton of sadness. But with that, there's been a lot of blessings. And like I said, thank goodness for a good Wi-Fi connection, because we can still work. And in a way, it made us sort of rethink of like how to approach, you know, the band. Okay, what is it that we want? What is this thing? And so it's been kind of neat to have to, I don't know. It was just like a complete recalibration of not only personally, but professionally. So I found that really helpful. That's kind of helped me get through. Plus the, you know, just trying to stay fit. Cause there was a while there where I just wasn't doing anything. Cause I had no motivation, you know, just like, really down. I was doing my best to stay just head above water, you know, just on the inside, just for my own soul. But, you know, the best thing to do was to just thank God I have my brother, my family, my band, you know, everybody, like my friends, you know, like Ramin, it's cool. Like, Wi-Fi connection, we can still send jokes, you know, funny memes or whatever. So it's been like, that's been the most helpful thing, you know, for my own personal sanity. So
that's great, man.
Yeah,
and I love how you praise great internet connection when you've dropped out 3 times. So
This ain't my house, man.
Mike, how about you, brother?
I learned that in 2009, people stopped saying 2000 and then jammed it to 20.
Nothing like that boomerang humor.
Whoops. Okay.
Just,
no,
just
for real, though,
waiting for that punchline. Just hold now.
For my sake, can Mike be the one in the next video who is in a dress and that beautiful hair?
Sure.
Like Sergio.
Absolutely. Ramin, I'll put on a dress right now. This is turning into a very different kind of podcast.
It's a different about nothing. Kind of hang. Mike, come on.
To answer your last, yes.
What is something you've realized about yourself?
That it's okay to feel like garbage sometimes.
Yeah.
Seriously. Having lost my job and being forced to stay home and not see anybody for extended periods of time, that takes its toll on your mental health. And, so a lot of those days from between, like March and July, like you said before, sometimes just getting out of bed in the morning is an accomplishment. And I also learned that it's incredibly helpful to talk to people and to be able to open up to people and just say, look, I am feeling like trash today. I don't even know why. I just need to talk to somebody. And to really surround yourself with positive people, because I think you can also take that for granted too. You know, prior to this whole situation, sometimes you're around people just for the sake of being around people. And a lot of them don't necessarily make you feel better about yourself. Sometimes just to kind of whittle away the excess and just say, who do I need in my life right now that's going to make me feel good and make me feel like, okay, maybe things are not quite so bad, and to surround yourself with those people. So that's what I took away from this past year, basically.
I was definitely in a similar boat, like, you know, having to move out of New York, which has been my home for so long. But I was just like, look, I have a place to stay. I'm with family. I can still talk to my people, you know, and I can still do the things and then explore a little bit. And then I've gotten to see some really pretty places, you know. It's like, cause there's not really much open, but the cool thing about North Carolina is like, there's a lot of coastline. So, you know, I've gotten to see some really beautiful things and there's a really good community. And, you know, obviously I wish I was back in New York and with my people and then we can, you know, do the thing again. But it's like, it's been eye opening and, you know, it does feel like Groundhog Day. There's days where I'm like, what day is this? Like Big Lebowski, what day? You know, weekday? What? But you know, not trying to bring up too much, you know, trying your best not to pay too much attention, even though we have to, for what we do, be on social media so much and engage, you know, you try to just hone in on that thing, but man, is it so easy to get distracted by the noise, you know, and whether that, you know, it's not everything on the internet is just funny memes and videos. There's been a lot of darkness. So trying your best to train yourself to, you know, focus away from that. It's difficult. It's a difficult task, but.
So Serge, first chance you can, do you think you're straight back to New York or are you going to wait it out for a bit and keep doing as you're doing it, only go for when you guys need to be together or gig or shoot videos?
No, I think now that the vaccine is starting to roll out, I mean, it's hard to determine, like, I'm no doctor, you know, but it seems to me like around springtime sometime, I think it'll be much more widely available to whoever has it, you know, and I think hopefully that's worldwide as well. But yeah, I think right around then is when I'm going to start like having that focus of getting back, because it'll be a little more, you know, that seems realistic to me, you know, but you always look around. I mean, you know, you go on like Gypsy Housing or something on Facebook and you just see like the deals that are going on right now is insane, of like apartments you can get like with a balcony and whatnot. I mean, as well as paying for my apartment up in Harlem when I was still there, even for less than that. And I was like, what? With like 3 months like, you know, two or three free months built in, because they're either trying to get people back, or I mean, it's a desperate situation for sure. And I mean, obviously a lot of businesses have closed, which is even, you know, that's really sad. So it's going to take time. But wouldn't it be cool to have like the arts sort of help build that back up in that area again? You know, I think that's where my head is at anyway.
So I always ask this last two questions to my guests. I've never had three on before. So if we can slightly give it a quick fire, I'll go from Jimmy, Sergio, and Mike again. What made you smile yesterday, Jimmy?
What made me smile yesterday? What day was yesterday? Yesterday was Saturday.
Doesn't really matter. It's nothing specific. Literally 24 hours ago, what made you smile?
Weekday? What day is this?
I don't understand how that affects the question.
I'm just trying to remember what happened yesterday. Yesterday, it's Groundhog Day, right? It's the same day every day. I woke up.
So then what made you smile today?
That's a better question.
Mikey liked that one.
I woke up in my apartment with my lovely girlfriend who's been with me this whole time. And I had a text from my band talking about the song that we just released. And it's just nice. Like this, it's funny that you asked that, because the past 3 days has been really nice that all this hard work that we've put into making music that nobody's been able to see came to fruition and is out. So I was just thankful that things are good. You know, we can complain about the little things, but like you said, other people have it a lot worse. And I was just grateful when I woke up today that I have lots of great things in my life.
That's awesome. So a text made you smile yesterday. Is that what we're taking from that?
Sure. Damn, now we're throwing shade.
Screenshot.
I said nothing mean to you.
No, I was just trying to condense it. Because I remember when I mentioned Quickfire? That's all I'm saying.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Sergio.
Didn't realize we were on The View.
Jeez. So...
It's the hairiest view.
You mean personally?
Personally?
I don't know how your squares are set up, but it gets younger because it goes me, Jimmy, Sergio, and Mike. Sergio, what made you smile yesterday?
Adding to Jimmy's lengthy response, it was definitely the great response to the, you know, we've had such positive response to the video, something we've just been so nervously waiting to release for so long, and you know, and even more extended period because of, you know, 2020. Yeah, that's what made me smile yesterday. It was like, okay, this is good. I think we're on the, I just felt, it made me feel like we were on the right track. So
beautiful.
Yeah.
Mike.
I watched the newest Vacation movie.
We're like, man.
I did. That was what made me smile yesterday.
That's
of course, yes, the positivity, the reception from the video has been awesome. But, you know, when I need to be in Mikey zone and I need to block some stuff out, I like to put on a good movie. And my choice yesterday was Vacation.
You need to trademark that. Mikey zone.
So last question, and we'll see how this goes down. Jimmy, starting with you. First childhood memory that comes to mind that you like to remember.
Man. I think
speaking to the microphone. Oh,
the first memory that comes to mind, maybe because it's as winter, but when my dad had this big red truck, and when it would snow, there's like a park by our house, and it has this circle track around like a big pond. And driving when I was like 12, we'd go out and he'd let me drive around. That would be my memory.
Oh man, that's awesome. I'm doing that with my boy now.
Really?
In the truck. To like
awesome.
We'll go somewhere remote. I'm like, come on, let me see how you park this truck and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Nice, man.
Yeah.
Love that. Sergio.
I think fun, man. I almost think T-ball. T-ball, like playing T-ball, like Little League.
Yes.
I think I started, was that not a thing for y'all?
No, I remember T-ball. I don't know why my mind went completely somewhere else.
Oh.
Timo, wonderful, wonderful sport. Yes.
Excellent. Little League. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. There's like the sort of innocence to it and like just having so much fun. It's a bunch of kids around and like, you know, hey, run to first base, but the kid's running to third, and that's hysterical, you know. And I was like, but it's like, and then when you get the one kid who like whiffs on the ball, like it's on a tee, but you still miss.
Yeah,
that's so much fun. Oh man, I loved it though, man. I would say that was that. I don't know. I loved sports as a kid, so my mom signed us up. You know, she wanted us to sign up for everything, but I think she regretted that because we were into everything. So I think by the time I said, I want to play soccer too, she's like, no, you're not going to do that. All they do is run around.
And pretend to get hit hard and they just drop and as if they've been shot.
Oh, nobody's looking at me.
Exactly. I'll get up. It drives me crazy.
Game on.
Well, actually, the women's soccer don't do that. The women's soccer play the game and they play tough and hard. I prefer watching women's
soccer.
They play
hard, man. They play hard. They're tough.
Mike.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you can tell, but I don't play the sports. I did do T-ball, though, when I was a kid, and I was terrible. And then I did karate, and I was terrible at that. So my favorite childhood memory, probably,
Wait, you did karate?
For like a couple of months, and I got the shit kicked out of me.
Awesome, man.
Sorry, can I say shit on this?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
You're gonna bleep it. Wait, I'm not gonna bleep it. Do you
fuck yeah. Okay.
Do you throw some salty language on your podcast?
Oh hell yeah. Yeah, we're F yeah.
F yeah.
We definitely use the language.
Mike getting blue on the podcast.
That's right. That's what I do. My first one that comes to mind is Christmas morning from probably, I don't know, I was probably 3 or 4 years old. And it was, my dad had made footprints in the, in our carpet with like, I don't know, baking powder or something. So he put a boot down and made it look like snowy footprints.
That's amazing.
Leading from, because we didn't have a chimney, so leading from the front door into the living room. Because as we all know, the real Santa's footprints didn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
So he did that and we woke up and we came downstairs and we saw these white footprints going from the door into a room full of gifts for me and my sister. And, I always remember that.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's
great, man.
That's really cool.
Christmas is still a great time of year.
Yeah,
it is. Merry Christmas.
Guys, I love you guys. I love your music. I love hanging with you. I think anyone who listens to this and gets to know your music who perhaps hasn't, because you guys are the theme music to my podcast when it starts.
Yes.
That's right.
We are.
I'm excited about your new music coming out, the videos, and just see what 2021 has in store for the Dives.
That is not how you say that.
So tell us, remind us, how can we find you on all the platforms that are out there? Everything's The Dives Music, right?
Yeah, yeah, everything.
That's right. Yep.
So whether you
Instagram,
go to YouTube,
Twitter, YouTube,
TikTok,
it's all at The Dives Music.
TikTok Toe?
TikTok, yes.
TikTok Toe, yeah.
TikTok Toe.
Reels.
TikTok Toe.
Reels.
Whatever you want.
Everything.
OKQ, Friendster.
MySpace.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, SoundCloud.
You on SoundCloud?
All up in that.
Used to be.
We used to be. We're not on anymore.
Or do we still have it? I don't know. I don't think.
Is that how people still leak music?
We should get on it.
Sure.
I love you guys. The Dives Music.
Love you too, bud.
Check them out. And
man,
I can't wait for us to be back in the studio together. But more importantly, I can't wait to be sat around having pizza, beer, and just being able to hug.
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah. I want to give you a hug.
Remind us of your podcast, Mike.
Dismembered.
Awesome, man.
And
you guys are going to start picking that up. By the time this comes out, that's probably picked up again. So, Dismembered.
Oh, yeah. That's
I'm
going
to go subscribe to it right now.
As should your listeners.
Thanks for hanging with myself and the Dives. Man, I love these guys.
They will feed your soul with their music, fill your hearts with their character, and make you laugh with the joy they bring. Please follow, subscribe, whatever you got to do on these platforms, and support the Dives music. They have a lot planned to roll out over 2021. 2021, Mike. And I can't wait. The Hang is produced by Dory Beristein and Alan Seals from the Broadway Podcast Network. You can find me online at bpn.fm/The Hang. Don't forget, you can connect with me on Instagram and Twitter at Ramin Karimloo, on YouTube, a roaming Iranian, or my Facebook page, Official Ramin Karimloo. Music for my podcast is by my friends and one of my favorite bands, The Dives. Please check them out at their website, thedivesmusic.com. That's thedivesmusic.com, where you can get to know them, hear their incredible music, get links to all their socials, and most importantly, their tour dates, where you can find out where you can see and hear them live. They are truly a great band, and they are phenomenal live. Check them out.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.